Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 24 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 184. Today, Ed asks, what are the two or three biggest mistakes that an intermediate-level writer can make? Ooh, good question, Ed. Let's see. Off the top of my head, I would say failing to trust your audience would be a big one. By the time you're an intermediate-level writer, you will be acquiring a good feel for your audience, and at that point, trust should begin to develop. You should be getting a good idea of how intelligent your audience is and what you can expect them to pick up so that you can avoid force-feeding them stuff that you might have felt compelled to over-explain as a younger writer. And conversely, you will want to be honing in on the areas where you habitually under-explain and thus hamstring your audience unintentionally, or worse, hamstring them intentionally because you are trying to keep them from figuring out something in your book. So I guess, in a more global sense, failing to play fair with your audience, which means trusting them, trusting your own ability, which granted is still developing, to control their perception, and trusting the story to carry both them and you along. Failing to let go of that insecurity that causes you to grip too hard onto control in those areas will really hobble your creativity and hobble your future development as a writer. It's that same thing that goes on with a beginning driver who's learning to drive a stick shift. Eventually, you have to learn to start forgetting that the stick is there in order to drive well. The intermediate level of writing is all about learning to let go of conscious control and letting the subconscious take over. Trust your readers, trust the story, trust your own abilities, even though they're still evolving. Which will bring me to the second big mistake an intermediate writer can make, and that is getting too conceited. Feeling like you've learned what you need to learn, you don't need to listen to this writer or that writer's advice, simply because you don't like their books. Now, just because a writer is giving advice doesn't mean they're good, and liking someone's books or style is a really good reason to listen to them, but so is liking their career. It's very possible to hate someone's books and still want the kind of career they have and harvest very valuable bits of advice on writing, craft, business, etc. from them. I, for example, hate Stephen King. Not personally. I just have never in my life been able to really relax when I'm in a Stephen King book. I don't trust him as a narrator. My reasons for not trusting him took me years to work out, and they're very particular to my own psychology. But I simply cannot relax in a Stephen King book. I love his stories, so I'll watch the film adaptations of his stories, but there's some things about his voice that I cannot relax into in it. Pisses me off every time I try to read him because I can recognize what a master he is at what he does. So I will force myself to read him occasionally anyway, just to see what tricks I can pick up. But he doesn't weave a spell for me, so I can't read him for enjoyment. However, I have gotten a lot of good tricks and good advice over the years out of watching his lectures, out of reading his book about writing, about listening to other writers talk about things he does well, and then going to his books and looking for those things in particular. Learning from other writers who are farther down the road than you are, whether you like them or not, is absolutely essential to continuing to advance your own craft and career. When you're at an intermediate level, it's very tempting to sort of settle out, to feel like you've got it figured out. And you don't. You can't. Experts don't have this figured out. What happens when you reach an intermediate level in anything is you reach the sophomore stage. Sophomore is, I believe it's Greek, could be Latin, but I think it's Greek, for wise fool. It means you're just smart enough to not know how dumb you are. When breaking beyond that, as you begin to become an expert, you begin to lose confidence in a weird way. You become very, very aware of the vast gulf that separates your skill from what's possible. And that race towards what's possible is an endless race, because in the arts, there are always new ways to do things, new tricks to learn, new avenues to explore, skills that can be further refined. There is never an end to the learning, and it is very common for intermediate writers to get a little conceited and to give up on the learning in terms of their craft. And I would say the third big mistake, related to the first two, that an intermediate writer can make is failing to read for pleasure. Fiction and nonfiction. You have to be feeding the creative hopper in the back of your head, and you need story to do it, but you also need an ever-deepening well of information. You have to keep stoking your creativity. This isn't a conceit thing, but intermediate-level writers, it's very common for them to stop reading fiction because it feels like work, and to stop reading nonfiction because they don't have time. They've got too much to write, and there's too many other demands on their time. And you also, as an intermediate writer, will be sort of in the tail end of that stage where when you're reading a book, you're just watching the furniture move, and the magic sort of seeps out of it for you, and it feels like a mechanical process. Nothing feels real or enchanting anymore. When you begin to feel that, you have to start pushing to find books that enchant you again. Or you need to go back to books that used to enchant you and read those again and remember what it's like to be enchanted. Audiobooks are really wonderful for this because they can present you a story that you love in a new medium and you'll notice new things about them, but it's not the only way to do this. But even though it's a real struggle as an intermediate, particularly an early intermediate level writer, you want to keep the fires of curiosity and wonder stoked as high as you can. Continue relentlessly to consume stories for pleasure, and any time you get a chance, up your intake of good, solid nonfiction. History, forensics, philosophy, the humanities, the sciences, especially in areas that have some kind of bearing on the sort of fiction that you like to write. Psychology, all of the things that can come in handy with world building, character development, plot structure, anything. You'll be surprised how much of the world is related to what you're doing on the page. And stoking those fires of curiosity very, very high will benefit your writing as much as relentlessly pursuing your craft will. So I think those would be my picks for the top three biggest mistakes that an intermediate-level writer can make craft-wise. I hope you find that helpful, and I hope all of you manage to avoid all of those mistakes, or at least some of them. I'll see you tomorrow.
NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives license.
Remember that now through December 22nd, you can get a book bundle filled with books on writing, craft, and business and discipline at storybundle.com/nano. 11 books, including one of my own, all dedicated to helping you write better, faster, and manage your business more effectively so that you have more time to write better and faster. Check it out now while there's still time at storybundle.com/nano.